Welcome to the Irish Tech News Podcast, where we will bring you some of the most interesting interviews and features from the world of tech. Visit irishtechnews.ie and check out our podcast section to explore all of our previous episodes. You can subscribe to our podcast using whatever your favorite app or service is by visiting anchor.fm/irish-tech-news.
Hello and welcome to the Irish Tech News Podcast. My name is Melanie Boylan, and today I'm delighted to bring on Louise Brogan from the Link In with Louise podcast to talk today about, unsurprisingly, LinkedIn. Welcome to the podcast, Louise.
Thank you so much, Melanie. It's lovely to be here and thank you for inviting me.
My absolute pleasure. Have you ever spoken on an Irish Tech News podcast before?
Not an Irish Tech News podcast. I have spoken on Irish podcasts before.
So we're popping your cherry here today, are we?
Yes, it's exciting. Yeah, I like being on a local podcast. This is fun.
Mm-hmm. Well, the reason why we brought you on today is because you are a recognised authority, certainly here in Ireland, as the LinkedIn expert, the go-to person for LinkedIn. And it's such an important platform for business, isn't it? Are people taking it more seriously today, do you think?
Yes, I do think so, actually. And I think companies are taking it more seriously. So in the past, I think LinkedIn was seen as something we probably need to do, but we don't pay too much attention to it. But since the pandemic and more people are at home and less people want to have face-to-face meetings, mm-hmm. say like with your sales team, companies have recognized that actually their staff need to get up to date with how to use LinkedIn, because that's where a lot of business is getting done and a lot of attention is being given to businesses, not just for companies who want to sell their products and services, but interestingly, a big part of it is companies that want to make themselves attractive to potential employees as well.
So that's still a lot of that happening as well, the old direct to employees.
Definitely. Definitely. And I'm speaking at a conference in Belfast in November, and it's for HR and the future of work. I think it's called Work in Progress. And it's going to be, my talk is about how to use your company page to attract, retain, top quality clients. So it's definitely people. I get more inquiries about how to use the jobs posting facility on LinkedIn that I probably never got one of those maybe 18 months ago.
Interesting. So the worm has definitely turned. One thing I have noticed actually on a personal level is that I'm getting more and more emails on a frequent basis from LinkedIn telling me about all these changes and updates that they're doing to their services, to their pages. They're sending me, you know, email after email on how to get trained on it. You know, this course has become available to you. Do you think they're actually making a better job of actually promoting their services than they have done in the past few years?
Yes. Well, I don't know if you have these on Irish television networks, but in the north, we have an advert for LinkedIn that I've seen quite a few times now, which is very interesting to me. You don't see other social media platforms advertising on television. So yes, they are investing in their product. They're growing the different kinds of things you can do as both an individual and as a company on LinkedIn. And they are, you know, they want more and more people to take advantage of. Like, there's so much free content on LinkedIn from LinkedIn that, and when you know where to look for it, it's really helpful. So as an example, for somebody who is a small business owner or an entrepreneur, there's a LinkedIn business page called LinkedIn for Creators. And creator is a type of profile you can have on LinkedIn, but you don't need to use that profile type. I don't want to get too complicated for people listening, but if you follow LinkedIn for Creators business page every week, they will tell you here are the key topics and trends that people are talking about on LinkedIn. And here's the hashtags to look at. So for example, this week, as we're recording this, the trending hashtag is hashtag business reimagined. And the LinkedIn editorial team are looking for people who are talking about that content on LinkedIn, and they will take your post and they will promote it out and possibly under their LinkedIn news thread. So there's lots of free resources available for people who really want to get into it and get their profile raised.
Right. Well, that's certainly one to use for people listening today. Yeah. So as people are getting more productive with their LinkedIn profiles, is it getting more of a valuable resource as a search engine optimization tool as well? Is it getting found better in search?
I think so. So one of the things I loved learning about LinkedIn a few years ago was the fact that Google loves it, like really loves LinkedIn, because there's so much fresh content put on it every single day from people like you and me, Melanie, but also from people like the Wall Street Journal and the big, you know, big corporates, PricewaterhouseCoopers. Like there's so much fresh content being put on there every day, and it's quality. Not all of it's quality, of course, but there's a lot of high quality content on there. So generally, when you look for somebody who's talking about a particular topic, it will appear in the Google search results content that you go off to LinkedIn to find, which I think is interesting.
Yeah, I heard about this long love that Google and LinkedIn had between them, but didn't realize it was quite that pointed. Mm-hmm. So when people come to you, mm-hmm. You've got several resources that are available to them, as well as your own time. And I was actually quite impressed with the amount of things you mentioned when we were talking off air, actually. So tell us about this LinkedIn Learners Lab. What's involved in that?
Yeah, so that's an online course that for people who want to learn LinkedIn and go through it at their own pace. So it actually used to be a group program that I did. People joined as a membership, and then I realized that anyone who has an online business who creates a group membership, it's wonderful, but you're constantly having to think of new things to share and do. But actually, with LinkedIn, I've realized and discovered that someone comes to me, wants to get their, you know, optimize their profile, figure out how to use LinkedIn, and then they're off to the races. So like, what do you keep creating content about? You know, everybody wants to know, how do I use it, Louise? How do I get business from it? And there's only so many ways you can say that. So I realized that actually having it as a membership was probably not the ideal way to help most people, because I ended up going down into, here's how to do a product page, and here's how to do this, that, and the other. And people are like, I don't want to know that stuff. I just want to know how to, you know, how to create my first event. I don't need to know the nitty gritty of it. So I turned it into a standalone course, and it literally covers everything you need to know, from all of your profile, what you need to include, how to write your profile, how to write your about section, your featured section, down to how to connect with people, and the language to use when you're connecting with people, how to upload videos, how to write posts, how often to write posts, how to plan your posts, how to do your content planning, how to create a company page, how to do LinkedIn Live, so it's literally everything that a normal person who doesn't like, a normal person who wants to use LinkedIn needs for using LinkedIn.
And then you do slightly different areas as well. I like the one that the LinkedIn profile by lunch, you know.
Yes.
Very to the point.
Well, I mean, some of us just want to go, okay, can we just get it done and dusted? So I basically, the LinkedIn profile by lunch, or LinkedIn by lunch, whatever you want to call it, it literally is, you could watch the whole thing in a couple of hours and you will have a super snazzy standout profile on LinkedIn by lunchtime. If you start at 2 o'clock, you can have it by dinner time.
And then there was the free guide, what to do on a daily and weekly basis on LinkedIn. I guess this would be for more people who've already got an established page, but maybe they've just got out of practice or haven't updated their knowledge for some time and they've got, yes, a bit jaded.
Yeah, absolutely. For example, this week I met a gentleman, and he is a leadership consultant, and he said to me, he works with quite well-known brands that people on the island of Ireland would recognize the brand names. And he says, oh, I don't like LinkedIn. He says, it's just full of rubbish. It's full of nonsense. People are just talking absolute nonsense. I've fallen out of love with it completely. And I said, well, you know, I just literally gave him a few things. I suggest a few suggestions to do. And that's the idea of this guide. It's like, let's be a bit more strategic about how we use LinkedIn. You know, I don't want you to go on there and spend hours every day. And what makes me laugh is a lot of people who are in a similar space to me, Melanie, will say, oh, would you need to spend 3 hours a day on LinkedIn for it to work? And that's like, please, please do not do that. at the very most half an hour in a day is perfect amount of time. But what do you do in a half an hour? This is what the guide's supposed to help you with. It's like, do these things daily and get these things done in a week. And that will really make such a difference to your activity on LinkedIn. That is a free download. It's very excitingly called louisebrogan.com/download. That's where you get it.
Hey, you know, sometimes simple is better, Louise. So we're talking on a podcast right now, and you've got your own podcast as yes. well called Linking with Louise. How long has that been established now?
Oh my goodness, 4 years. 4 years. I am at episode 190, I believe.
Wow.
Yeah. And it didn't start out as that. It started out as the Social Bee podcast, which was my prior business name. And I interviewed lots and lots of people about how they started their business, just literally, and how they integrated social media into that. By episode 100, it focused into purely talking about LinkedIn. And I polled my audience on LinkedIn. I said, what do you want to hear about in the podcast? And they all like overwhelmingly said, the basics. Like, okay, how many times can I write an episode or record an episode on how to write your LinkedIn profile? But that's what people want. So I'm actually doing a series at the minute on, I call it LinkedIn Basics. And so the one I did last week was your profile photograph and your background photo. And it's amazing how much it's actually, once I start talking about it, there's way, way more information than just, oh, put up a profile photograph. So yeah, I quite like this idea of doing a series of basics. That's what I'm doing at the moment.
It is mind blowing, isn't it? How much you take for granted that you actually already know, and you forget what people don't know. But the other thing is that the sector that you've particularly chosen, one I share, is so flipping changeable. It updates so often, doesn't it? And LinkedIn is on a mission this year to update and change things, you know, almost weekly. It's really transformed things, certainly in the last year to 18 months. Can you see much more growth happening? Is there anything in the pipeline that maybe we should be aware of?
Yeah, well, I know that there's going to be a big focus on company pages. And you can see that with the small changes that are coming through, that most people listening, if I talked about them, they wouldn't even know where to find these things in the first place. Never mind notice that they changed. But just, I think there's going to be a lot more features added to company pages, which I think is exciting. And yeah, there's just loads of little, and they take away things too, Melanie. Like I will literally be teaching somebody something and I go, I can't find out where that is. I'll give you an example. I wrote a feature for Social Media Examiner about LinkedIn company pages and how to get your team on board to help you market your company, right? And I said, to find who else works in your company, go to my network and click on teammates. That doesn't exist anymore. Like, okay, let's edit that bit out of the article then. But you know, it's not like they announced, oh, we're removing this feature. It's just gone.
So, yeah.
You know.
At least Facebook give you a bit of heads up. We're removing this. They kind of let you know beforehand. So it is funny, actually, the fact you're talking about basics. But, you know, when it comes down to this podcast, so you're on 190. Do you ever get any guests to come in, or do you get people to come in with specific questions, or can people go to your website or go to your Facebook pages and LinkedIn pages and ask you questions that you will answer on your podcast out of interest?
Oh, absolutely. And that's one of the biggest sources of content for me on LinkedIn, is that I literally ask my audience all the time, what do you want to know about? I'll say, and for writing as well. So I love writing, right? So it's ironic that I learn by listening and watching, but my favorite thing to produce is writing. I love writing big long form articles and blogs. And I quite often I'll say, okay, I'm going to write an article about LinkedIn company pages updates or something like that. What questions do you have for me? Or I'm about to write an article about how to grow your LinkedIn network. What's your biggest struggle been? And people then tell me all the stuff. And the people who join in that conversation, I try as much as I can to pull out their questions and quotes and put them into my articles and tag them with it. And people love that. And it's such an easy win for everybody because you're basically saying, Melanie had this idea. Excellent. And then I'm tagging Melanie in the blog post. And then I
with the answer.
I published the article and Melanie's like, oh, this is so cool. I'm in this roundup post about LinkedIn articles. And therefore, then you share my content and it's like a no-brainer. So I love collaboration. I love getting people involved in helping me to create the content by asking me the questions. But yeah, I do for the podcast, I did a series of on-air coaching calls in May and June. I'm not doing those at the minute. I do like bringing on other people who talk about LinkedIn.
Oh, do you?
Podcasts, so yes. Yeah.
International guests or local guests?
Yes, I've had two Australians on recently. Now, I bring on people who I really like.
Hey, it's your podcast. Why do you think you're here, Louise?
So I'm always very. So my approach to life, Melanie, is let's all support each other. So let's bring somebody on who can help my audience. And I'm so delighted they're doing that. That's it's a really positive experience all around for people. I'm not going to bring somebody on to like challenge what they're saying about something that's not my style. I like bringing on other people who are in a similar space to me. I've reached out to a couple of people who work with the similar clients to me to talk, say, let's bring you on and talk about, social media for CEOs, those types of people. But generally the podcast is solo episodes because I learned from my podcasting coach and mentor that actually when it's you on the podcast, then people see you as the expert and are much more inclined to reach out to you to find out how you can work with them. Whereas when you're highlighting somebody else, it's that person that they want to go and find out about. Took me a while to learn that.
Yeah, no. And it makes perfect sense as well. So tell us a little bit about any, upcoming events that you're going to be participating in and possibly speaking at. Not that I'm thinking of any particular. No, I am. Okay, let's stop this pretense now. You are speaking at the Monday Morning Marketing Workshop that's coming up on the 15th of November. And your topic is really strangely how to leverage LinkedIn for your small business practical tips. And now what would be strange if it was, how to set up a wigwam in your back garden. That would be weirder, but the practical tips. So people are actually going to come away with something they can actually physically do.
Yes.
Like straight away. Is it transformative? Is it what how's it going to help them?
Okay. Yeah. No, I think that it's really important when you're invited to speak at something like this, that you actually give valuable, actionable things that people can do. So someone who will be listening to me can actually have their computer open and go to the thing I'm talking about and make changes and check that they've got the right bit in the right space and that kind of stuff. But also I remember I went to my first ever UK big conference was the Upreneur conference in London. And I remember so clearly meeting John Lee Dumas of Entrepreneurs on Fire. And his talk was just like, he just gave so much flipping value. Wow. And I remember saying to him afterwards, I said, that was the best talk of this whole conference. And he said, well, I'm coming here and I want you to go away having learned something that you can do. There's no point in me standing on stage talking about how amazing I am, and telling you now you should need to go and do a podcast yourselves. It was just there's other speakers there who were entertaining and interesting, but I didn't get as much from them that I actually put into action in my business. And that's kind of been my mantra ever since. Like if I'm invited to speak at something, I want people to leave and go, wow, she really delivered there. So that's my goal. And whether it's with you guys, whether it's speaking, fingers crossed at a big conference in Dublin and next year, if anyone's listening, let me speak about LinkedIn for business or professionals. Yeah, I want people to just go scribble, 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 scribble. I can't keep up, Louise. Can you stop and say that again? Because you're giving us so much information here. That's the goal.
That is the goal, yeah. And I guess that's what makes this particular event moderately different, because it's a workshop rather than just a conference.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Brilliant. Yeah.
So how do we find out more about yourself, Louise? Where can we, obviously LinkedIn would be the go-to place, but I assume you have a website as well.
Yes, louisebrogan.com is my website. As I said, I love blogging. So there's a, like, there's about 8 years worth of blogs on there. So it's quite shocking, actually, how much content's on there. But yeah, that's where people can find out most about me. I do dip into Instagram stories, but it's not really about anything to do with LinkedIn. It's usually me giving out because I'm out trying to run and failing miserably and looking for tips on good songs to start you jogging slowly to.
You see, that's what Instagram stories is all about, isn't it? It's meeting the person behind the scenes. Yes, so you're using it absolutely correctly.
My dog appears quite regularly in it too.
Aww.
Yeah, he's called Bruce. Or LinkedIn. You know, one thing I do want to say, Melanie, is if anyone's listening who wants to come and connect with me on LinkedIn, please, please send a message saying that you heard me on this podcast, because the amount of connection requests you get and you're like, who is this person? Are they wanting to, like, I literally today I got a connection from an HR consultant working with quite a large size business, well, medium sized business here in Ireland. And looking at their profile, I know they need help with LinkedIn, but they haven't attached a message. And so I've messaged back and said, hi, thanks for connecting. How are you getting on with LinkedIn? Like, I can see how they're getting on because it's not great. But, you know, why are they connecting with me? Is it because they want help with LinkedIn? Is it because they want to just follow what I'm doing? Just say, hi, Louise, I want to connect with you because I want to follow your weekly live stream. Or I'm connecting with you because I want to speak to you about your services. If someone just says, you know, we're not looking for any help at the minute, we just want to follow what you're doing, brilliant. But if you don't send a message, then how on earth am I supposed to know why you're connecting with me? It's a bit of a bugbear of mine.
It's across the board. I hear it all the time from social media advocates and ambassadors of every description when they're on that kind of profile. So how about whoever's listening to this podcast today, if you are going to connect, make sure you mention you heard Louise today on the Irish Tech News podcast, and Louise can let us know how many connections she gets from it.
Awesome.
Well, thank you again for your time today, Louise. Much appreciated. Some great tips to pass on. All those free and paid for downloads and courses. And of course, you've got this workshop coming up on the 15th of November as well. So you're a busy lady. Thank you so much again.
Oh, thanks so much for inviting me, Mel. It's been a pleasure.
Well, that's all for now, guys, but we'll be back very soon with another podcast.
Thank you for listening to the latest Irish Tech News podcast. Check back every day for the latest episode. You can follow us on Twitter @Irish_Tech News, on Facebook, facebook.com/Irish Tech News, on LinkedIn, linkedin.com/company/Irish-Tech-News, on Instagram, instagram.com/IrishTechNews.ie, and on TikTok, tiktok.com/@IrishTechNews.